Hey guys, another Thursday is in the books, another Synergy, another great message, and I got my friend Jess here with me to recap the evening.
Hi Landon, hi everyone.
Good to have you with us. Man, what a pretty awesome night. Good message from David, got a new fall retreat video.
Oh yeah, it was hype.
So hopefully everyone enjoyed that. Hopefully you're already signed up and excited to go to Amelia, Ohio here with us in a few weeks. Man, I even had the ambulance pull up early. It was a bit of a rocky start, but
it was truly a crazy night.
Yeah, hopefully our guy Mason's okay. Mason, if you're listening, we're thinking about you.
We got to be careful on the nine square.
Yeah, seriously.
These days.
It's a dangerous game. I wouldn't have thought, but yeah. And then Zol up there with the worship crew, man, they really, really brought the energy. It's good to be on campus. And the Lord's moving in some really cool ways. So we're in this series, A Better Story. Brian kicked it off last week. David continued this week, kind of focusing around this idea of identity this week, and got into a scripture from Ephesians, showed us some cute pictures of his kids. And
oh yeah, so precious.
The crowd loved that. But mm-hmm. Yeah, so Jess, what kind of stuck out to you from what David had to share tonight?
Yeah, David really brought a good word tonight. And just from the beginning, how he was talking about, like, there's certain things in life that our parents have hope for us. And like, there's things that they have preferences that we will do, whether that's go to college or like a certain team or play a certain sport. But what really stuck out to me is just that the things that our father wants most for us. And he started with sharing about his kids, but really got into his message about how we are just children of God, how we're loved by God and we're forgiven by God, and how that sets us free in this world. And that's where our true identity comes from.
Yeah, I thought it was such a good message, even for, you know, whether it was your first time at a Synergy or whether it was your 100th time at a Synergy. I really felt like, I even feel like that tendency of like, man, I just need to be reminded of that over and over again, because I just have a tendency to forget how deep the Father's love is for me.
Yeah.
I think it's even an interesting point about, like, you know, what our Father desires for us as his children. I think even like, that's an interesting message to college students, because I think mm-hmm. when we think about our earthly parents, it's like, you know, sometimes the biggest tension points are because they want something for us that we don't want for ourselves. Right.
Exactly.
And so I think that we can even have that push and pull with God a little bit, where it's like, you know, well, I don't want this, but like, he knows and loves us even better than maybe we know and love ourselves. And that was kind of the whole gist of what David was getting at tonight.
Yeah. And what was so cool is he put up on the screen tonight that CSF is a place where you belong before you believe. And yeah. I think, like, similarly, the Lord has these plans for us and he has these desires for us. And long before we may ever walk into a true relationship with him, like, he is already planting the seeds and he knows us before we are ever born. Like, he referenced that verse in Jeremiah 1 verse 4 through 5. And it says that before you were born, you were set apart. And so, it's like, what, no matter where you're at in your relationship with God, you already are on a path and the Lord has already set you apart, and you're moving, in a direction that he is with you. And he just desires to be with you, as we endure this crazy life that we're in and all the challenges that are thrown at us. And yeah, I thought David just did a really good job of, like you were saying, reaching so many different people, because we're all in different places of our walks. Like, yeah, everyone in that room, and every person on campus is experiencing God in a different way. So his message really met people exactly where they were at tonight, which I liked.
Yeah. And I like the idea that you even hit on of, like, in the verse about, like, being set apart, mm-hmm. right? I think it's so easy to, like, play the comparison game in college,
yeah,
or, you know, just try to look like everybody else. But our Heavenly Father says, no, I made you uniquely, and I made you different. I made you set apart. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think that should just even spark a curiosity within us. We're like, man, like, God, what do you have for me? Like, what do you see in me that I don't even see in myself?
Yeah,
that's good stuff. So let's kind of hit maybe on just kind of these points. He kind of said, you know, like the three, I forget what he said, kind of three things that he wanted us to take away, where you are loved, you are forgiven, and you are a child of God. Did one of those three stick out to you more than the others, or what were kind of your thoughts on those take homes?
Yeah. Man, I would say the one that really stuck out to me was that you are loved. I think for so long in my search to experience an intimate relationship with the Lord, I was just so burdened by my past and burdened by a feeling that I wasn't worthy of being loved by God. And it really does trickle into like the second one of being forgiven. But yeah, just I was really captured by that tonight, that God just truly loves us and that he's given us this greatest gift by his love. Yeah. And that we just all have this opportunity to experience it, but we have to turn away from maybe the things that distract us on a college campus. And it's so exciting to have all those opportunities here, but what greater freedom and just the experience that you have when you get to sit in the Father's love and know that he carries you through all the trial and the hardships and the struggles that you'll face on your days here.
Yeah. Maybe that's even different from, you know, those of us who have had experiences with church in the past where, or even just human experience where love is conditional or, you know, time with the Father and, or just a relationship with God. It isn't even a relationship, right? It's more of an obligation. It's like, if I check these boxes, then, you know, God's going to bless me or whatnot. But like, you know, his love is unconditional and is not conditional on really anything that we bring to the table.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the verse he really honed in on tonight, Ephesians 2, 1 through 10, is talking about how the gift of God is not given to us by our works, but through his grace, we are his handiwork. Yeah. And that's just a really short compilation of all those, but those were the things that stuck out to me. Like, not by works do we receive God's love, but because we desire to be with him and come into a relationship and share with him, like he just wants the same way we want to be known. He wants to know us, but we have to be open to him and willing to share with him what we're experiencing.
Yeah. And he's like, there's no like prereqs to a relationship with God, right? Yeah. Like he wants to meet us exactly where we're at. There's nothing that you can really like hide from him, right? Like, you know, you can just come to him exactly as you are. And he's like, hey, like, I just want to love on you and let my love transform you. I even loved how that you are forgiven or that you are a child of God is like conditional on his love, right? Yeah. You're forgiven because of his love for you. Mm. You're adopted because of his love for you. So really, I think that you're right to point to, you know, there's that idea that you are loved, like tying it all back to that. And man, I even just loved David's vulnerability of just saying like, hey, like from one former prisoner to another, you know, from someone who didn't know himself and had to let God, you know, really break down some walls. Like, hey, we're in this together. Like, come run with me. Like, this isn't me talking down to you. This is, you know, me saying, hey, I found this treasure and like, I want you to have it too. Yeah. Like, come along and run with me.
Yeah. I thought that was really powerful too tonight. And even just was able to share that in praying with someone after Synergy that, like, we get to come alongside one another. The Lord never intended us to run this race alone, and we completely are in this together, but we have to be willing to extend our hand and to receive a hand. I think that's really huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love just like the dismount where he said, don't find yourself, find Jesus. Mm-hmm. He can tell you everything about yourself you need to know. And I think that we probably all like to think that we know ourselves pretty well, but even just to lay that down and be like, Jesus, maybe you have something to teach me. And I think, you know, obviously college is saying, find yourself, know who you are. But you know, the invitation is find Jesus because he can teach you things about yourself that you never would have known.
Yeah. It's so cool to think that we come into college and we have these great hopes of who we're going to be and how we stack up to the next person on the college campus. And what you're saying is exactly hitting the nail on the head of truly like the Lord, if we allow him, will reveal to us who we are. As we learn to love him more, we know more about who we are.
Yeah.
Just so incredible.
Yeah. And I think the coolest part about that is not only is it just our relationship with him, but he invites us into community. He invites us into a place like CSF where we can belong and says, hey, let me like help you discover who you are, but also like how you're called to relate to other people and the people that I've, you know, called you to even. That's good stuff. So, as students wake up on Friday morning, as they're listening to this, you know, over their long Labor Day weekend, and maybe it's kind of difficult to think back to what David said, or, you know, what would you say is maybe one thing, one take home, one practical application from what David had to share tonight?
Yeah, I would just say that as like the next TikTok trend, you know, comes to fruition as this big craze, or as the next cool pair of shoes to wear, things to be seen as popular, like those things are going to continue to waver. Those things will come and then they will fade away. But our identity in Christ, just, it is so steadfast and it's reliable. And just as David was saying about scripture tonight, it is the rock that we stand on. And So just to be faithful, to dive deeper into your relationship with the Lord, knowing that it will stand the test of time.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think for me, I would probably say, man, I think the scripture that always comes to mind when I think about identity or just like God knowing me better than I know myself is Psalm 139. Mm-hmm. And just that, like, I've known you even when you were in your mother's womb. You know, you are a beloved masterpiece of mine. I think that if what David had to share tonight was difficult to believe on first listen, which I think it can be, to really believe that the Father knows you best and knows you most intimately, and even also knows you and loves you. I think Psalm 139 is a really great place to even just come back to again and again. So maybe it's just reading that daily or weekly, or just as long as you need to, or as often as you need to, until that really sinks in that, like, man, my Father knows me and he loves me. Because when that becomes real, I think that changes everything.
Yeah. I'm even just reminded that it says in John 3:16 that he shared tonight, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son for you and I," but he didn't chase the world. Yeah. He just loved the world and he placed us in it to flourish and to experience the race that we're running into eternal life with him.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Jess, thank you for hopping down here from
absolutely,
you know, escaping all the buzz that is the post synergy crowd to chat a little bit about what David had to share.
Hard to pull me away from the brownies and LaCroix, right?
Yeah, we'll have to hop back up there and grab some more. But hope you guys are having a great Labor Day weekend, and we can't wait to see you next week on the ASAP.
See ya.